Hey everyone, it's your girl Riley Hart here, coming at you live from my corner of the world. A place where self-care isn't optional, but rather a non-negotiable. You know that feeling when life just throws a curveball your way and you're left scrambling for an answer? Maybe it's a frustrating conversation with a friend or that last-minute work project that feels like a monster under your bed. Ever find yourself pushing those feelings down, pretending they don't exist, hoping they'll magically disappear? Well, guess what? They won't. Today, we're diving headfirst into the beautiful, sometimes messy world of emotions and how embracing them can actually unlock a deeper understanding of ourselves. It's not about becoming some emotional roller coaster, but rather learning to navigate those feelings with grace, awareness, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Trust me, this is a journey worth taking. All right, let's get real. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you on your way to emotional mastery. First up, acknowledging your emotions is non-negotiable. It's like ignoring that red light, eventually, there's going to be a crash. Instead of bottling things up or pretending they don't exist, take a moment to simply name what you're feeling. Is it frustration? Sadness? Excitement? Don't judge yourself for these feelings, they're just information telling you something important about your experience. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, sometimes understanding what makes us feel vulnerable can actually be the key to unlocking our inner strength. Second, emotions are not good or bad. They're simply energy in motion. Imagine a spectrum. Anger is on one end, joy on the other. Everything in between is just another shade of human experience. Instead of labeling emotions as good or bad, try to see them as messengers, clues about what's happening internally and externally. Third, your emotional state directly impacts your actions. Ever notice how a bad day can make you snap at someone or procrastinate on that important project? Emotions are powerful forces shaping our decisions and behaviors. So, the more self-aware we become about how we feel, the better equipped we are to respond thoughtfully and create positive change in our lives. Now, here's a big one. Emotions are meant to be felt. You can't just suppress them and hope they go away. It's like trying to hold your breath forever. Eventually, you need to breathe. So, find healthy ways to express those emotions. Talk it out with a friend, journal your thoughts, move your body through dance or exercise, create art, whatever resonates with you. And lastly, self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Remember that learning about your emotions takes time and effort. There will be bumps in the road, moments of frustration, maybe even a few tears along the way. But don't beat yourself up. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a dear friend. Let me paint you a picture. You're walking down the street, feeling that familiar pang of anxiety about an upcoming presentation. Your mind starts racing with what-ifs, your heart is pounding, and suddenly, you feel like everyone is staring at you. Now, instead of letting those anxious thoughts spiral out of control, take a moment to acknowledge them. Say to yourself, "Hey, I'm feeling a bit anxious right now about my presentation." Take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you've prepared well, and focus on the things you can control. You could even visualize yourself delivering a successful presentation, feeling confident and empowered. See? By acknowledging your emotions and choosing how to respond, you're taking back control of the situation. So, remember, embracing your emotions isn't about becoming an emotional wreck, it's about understanding them, learning from them, and using them to fuel your growth and self-discovery. It's a journey of empowerment and authenticity, a journey worth taking. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one emotion you struggle with managing? How do you usually try to deal with it? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or better yet, tag me on social media using hashtag SoftGirlMorning. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself, trust your intuition, and always, always embrace the messy beauty of life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.